Erevin, Perk Yud, Mishnah Yud Base, 10-12. Now we continue to pick up and will, for the rest of the Masechta, really, talk about the leniencies that apply in the Beis HaMikdash because of this principle of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash, that we don't concern ourselves with rabbinic protections of Shabbos, called Shfus, in a scenario where that will somehow be relevant to the functioning of the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. As we started to see in the previous Mishnah, talking about the difference between the use of that door bolt in the Beis HaMikdash versus the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. So here in our Mishnah, we're going to talk about the returning of or fixing of doors that are attached to cupboards or closets. So the way that the doors worked at the time of the Mishnah for cupboards and closets was that there were two pins, like pivots, on either side of the, you know, on the left side of the door, let's say, and then those pivots would go into sockets in the top and bottom, and the door would open and close by rotating with the pins in their sockets. So if the pin would come out of its socket, that pivot comes out of its socket, so then now the door is not going to be functional. The question is, in our mission is, can one put the pin back into its socket? Now, there's a machlokas tanaim, which is reflected in our mission here, whether there is what's called binyan bekelim, whether the melacha d'oraisa of bona, construction, applies to kelim, utensils, or if it only applies to structures that are attached to the ground. Everyone agrees that there is bona when it comes to structures attached to the ground, and therefore any tiny improvement would be constitute bona midoraisa, if it's a structure like a door that's part of a doorway in a house, let's say. And therefore, everyone's going to agree you can't do it even in the Beis HaMikdash, because that would be bona d'oraisa. The question is, when we talk about an our mishnah, we're talking about utensils like a closet or a cupboard or whatever. So then, is the putting back of the pin going to be a malacha d'oraisa problem or not? Now, we're going to further differentiate in our mishnah between the upper and the lower pivot. If the lower pivot comes out of its socket, so the door is not going to fall down. It's just going to be like loose and needs to be like slid back in, so it like falls back into place, that pivot back into the socket. And that, according to everyone, is not going to be reaching the level of bona d'oraisa. Even if you hold that there's binyan mekelim, that's not creating a new or assembling a new thing at all. It's just a small, insignificant repair. So while it might be asur midurabanan, it's definitely not a d'oraisa. Now, if the top pivot comes out of the socket, the door is going to fall over, and essentially it's now in two pieces. Now, if you hold that binyan mekelim, there's such a thing as bona that applies to utensils, so then putting them back together is going to be a d'oraisa. Okay? So, with those moving parts in mind, let's look at our Mishnah here. The first Tana holds that there is binyan mekelim, and therefore, he says, machazirin tzir hatachton b'mikdash. One may slide back into place the lower pin, the pivot, back into its socket in the Beis HaMikdash, because at most it's a din d'rabbanan, of a lob medina, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one may not push the bottom pivot back into place, into its socket. Now, the reason why is because we're talking about a d'rabbanan here. That has to be the case, because we're differentiating between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the d'rabbanan we're concerned here is a gezeira, a protective fence, lest one firmly reinsert in a more permanent way the lower pivot using, let's say, like a hammer or something. And in so doing, you'd be repairing the door, so that doesn't happen again, let's say. And by repairing the door, you're in the world now of makah b'patish, the final hammer blow, which is an issur d'oraisa. So while no one is intending to use a hammer to repair this door, they just want to slide the pivot back into place, still, there's a din d'rabbanan, don't do it, lest you come to get out your tool set and actually fix it properly. So while that's just a shvus, and therefore outside of the Beis HaMikdash it will apply, in the Beis HaMikdash it won't apply. Now, v'ha'elyon, as far as returning the upper pivot back to its place, kan v'kan asur, Tanakhama says it's forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the more so outside of the Beis HaMikdash, to return the upper pivot back into its socket, because he considers that bona d'oraisa, a d'oraisa act, because he holds that binyan mekelim, that's to refix a utensil and develop a structure, is forbidden. And that being the case, you simply can't do it. It's not a d'rabbanan here. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no such thing as binyan bekalim. And that being the case, ha'elyon, if the upper pin, pivot, comes out of the socket, so then you're not in deraisa territory if you slide it back in. There is a concern that sliding back in, you'll come to still get out your hammer and fix it, and therefore, and make it that'll be makba patish, and therefore he says that you can't do that out of the Beis HaMikdash because of the shvus. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, since that's just a rabbinic concern, maybe you'll come to get your hammer, we're not concerned they'll do it in the Beis HaMikdash, there's reason him, and therefore, there's no problem with putting back the upper pivot in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hatachton, and the lower pivot, when the door won't even fall off its hinges down to the ground. The Medina, it's permitted even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because, again, there's no deraisa issue of bona, and since it's going to just slide back in easily, we're not even concerned to make a derabanan, lest you come to get your hammer and fix it permanently. You know, you'll slide it back in, and that's that. The halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because we paskin ein binyan bekalim, and that's the din. But don't run that too far. I don't want to talk about the malacha of bona here. It's sort of beyond this scope of this mission now. But certainly, I just have to add that if you take a number of disparate parts and assemble them together, like assemble a bicycle, let's say, so then you very likely are over the iso d'oraisa of bona in its own right, for reasons I don't want to get into right now. But Tzarech in a little bit for you on the Malacha Bona and how it can apply to assembling disparate parts, even though we paskin in Binyan Mekalim.